For years in my Christian life, I thought he was talking about the difference between heaven and hell, until it was explained to me who he's talking to there. He's talking to 11 saved disciples. Judas has already left the room. John 13. He's talking to 11 people that are obviously saved. He's not dealing with heaven or hell. What he's dealing with is in fellowship and out of fellowship. I can get in fellowship with the Lord as a Christian, but because of unconfessed sin, I can get out of fellowship with the Lord. When I'm in fellowship with the Lord, guess what happens in my life? I bear fruit. And fruit that will last. If I get out of fellowship with the Lord, how in the world can I bear fruit any more than a branch trying to bear fruit when it's separated from the vine? That's an impossibility. So the branch, what's it good for? To be thrown into the fire. Is that hell? No, that's the Bema seat. It's evaluated to the Bema seat, you see? I don't think he's dealing with heaven or hell there at all in John 15. And by the way, try this on for size. God never tells us that our job as Christians is to produce fruit. If there's a verse where God says, produce fruit, I'd like to know where it is, because I can't find it. You know what he says? We are to bear fruit. Read it for yourself, John 15, 1 through 8. You say, what's the difference? It's a world of difference. Producing fruit is me going out there trying to crank it up in my own power. Bearing fruit is just staying in close proximity to Jesus. Just like the branch stays connected to the vine, you know what happens to that branch? The fruit comes naturally. The fruit comes spontaneously. The fruit comes organically. So I don't have to sit around and worry about, gosh, am I going to share my faith with 3 people this week? Am I going to teach 5 Bible studies this week? Am I going to pray for 25 minutes this week? Every day? What I got to do is stay close to Jesus. And then He'll determine who I'm going to share my faith with, what my ministry opportunities are going to be. And boy, that takes all the sweat out of it, doesn't it? Just stay connected to Him in fellowship. How do you stay connected with Him in fellowship? Conversation. How do you have a friend if you never talk to that friend? That's called prayer. And He talks to us through His what? Primarily His Word. Stay in prayer. Stay in the Word. If you make a mistake and blow it and go back to the sin nature, keep a close account with God. Agree with Him that your sin is wrong. Exercise 1 John 1 verse 9 and fellowship is restored. And if I just stay in fellowship with Him, everything else is going to take care of itself. God never told me to go out and produce fruit. He told me to abide in Him and the fruit will naturally be born. So when we are evaluated at the Bema Seat Judgment of Christ, part of the evaluation, I think, is did we do a bunch of things for Him through human power? Or did we actually rely upon Him for strength? Genesis 22, verse 2, God said to Abraham, regarding the potential sacrifice of Isaac, watch this. Take now your son, your only son, whom you love, Isaac, and go to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains, which I will tell you. Wait a minute, I thought Abraham had another son named Ishmael. If Abraham had another son named Ishmael, why is Isaac called God's Abraham's only son? Because Ishmael, Genesis 17, was born out of works and deception. Remember that story? God does not recognize the things we do for Him through human manipulation and striving and power. He recognizes what we do for Him through His enablement. Isaac is recognized. Ishmael is not, because Isaac is the product of faith and waiting on the Lord. See the difference? As the works are going through the fire, a lot of the determination is, how much of this are things we did for God through human strength, and how much of this is things we did for God through His enablement? Galatians 3, verse 3 says, "Are you so foolish?" Watch this now. "Having begun by the Spirit, are you now being perfected by the flesh?" Christianity and the grace it gives is not just a yesterday thing or a tomorrow thing. It's a daily walk of grace that God gives. The grace is available for anything God wants you to do. The issue is, did we rely upon that when we served Him? 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 10, Paul the Apostle puts it this way: "But by the grace of God I am what I am, and His grace towards me did not prove in vain, but I labored more, even more than all of them. Yet not I, but the what? Grace of God within me." 2 Timothy 2 verse 1 says, "You therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus." That's going to come out at the Bema Seat judgment of Christ. Do we serve the Lord through human power or through His grace? So hopefully this session gives us a little bit better perspective on this Bema Seat judgment of Christ. Amen? Number one, when's it going to happen? After the rapture. Number two, where is it going to happen? In heaven. Number three, who is going to be judged at this? All church-age believers. Number four, why does it exist? To give or not give rewards. Number five, what's it analogized to? An athletic contest, a stewardship, and a building. And number six, how are we going to be judged? Individually, as stewards, based on motive, based on a reliance upon grace. So let's pray. Father, we're grateful for the disclosure that You've given to us about this future judgment seat of rewards. I pray that this would not just be knowledge for the sake of knowledge, but You would use these prophetic truths to change our priorities in the present. We'll be careful to give You all the praise and the glory. We ask these things in Jesus' name, and God's people said, Amen.